I want to tell you a story about a non-Jewish woman named Angelica. Angelica lived in the city of Montreal, which is where Rabbi Schmidman and myself grew up, in Montreal. And interestingly, she took a job as a helper to a family, a Jewish family, as a mother's helper to help the children. And they treated her very nicely, as should be expected. And she had a very wonderful experience. And after that, she decided she was going to go to school. And she went to school to become a stewardess for Air Canada. So she became a stewardess, and she would travel the country back and forth, back and forth. And during the time that she was a stewardess, she decided to go back to school for a little more training. And while she was in school, one of the courses that caught her eye was a course in Judaism to learn about the Jewish faith. And it caught her eye because she remembered the experience that she had with this family in Montreal and how well they treated her and how they had such interesting customs and so on. So she took the course, and she started to become more interested, and she took more and more courses, and she started to read more and more and more. And little by little, surely enough, she ended up becoming so interested that she decided she's going to convert and become a Jew. And that's exactly what happened. She changed her name to Esther, and she became a Jew. She turned to Air Canada and the airline, and she said to them, "Look, I have recently become a religious Jew, and I would like you to accommodate me, to allow me for Friday and Shabbos that I could take off." And the airline said, "Sure, no problem. We respect your religious rights. We respect the fact that you should be able to do that, and so you could definitely do so." And so Esther had no problem being a stewardess and keeping the Torah at the same time, and she worked like that for a while. Until one year, she was scheduled on a flight to go to Los Angeles right before Sukkot. Sukkot was going to be Wednesday night. So Thursday and Friday was Sukkot, and then she would have Shabbos. She was intending to spend Sukkot back home in Montreal. On Tuesday, she took a flight out to Los Angeles, expecting that she would be able to fly back to Montreal early in the morning and make it on time for Yom Tov. Apparently there was some air traffic and some bad weather, and due to that, they rescheduled her. She shouldn't be going on the flight from Los Angeles to Montreal, but rather to go on a flight to Toronto. And she knew that if she would go to Toronto, it wouldn't be so terrible if she would spend Yom Tov in Toronto. It wouldn't be home, but at least there's a nice Jewish community there. So she tried to make calculations if she'd be able to make it to Toronto on time, and she saw that the plane left too late. If she would leave from Los Angeles to Toronto on that flight on Wednesday, it would be late morning, and with the time change, she wouldn't make it into Toronto on time for Yom Tov. And besides, she wanted to be home. And she didn't know what to do. She called the office on Tuesday night. She said, "You know, I can't really do this. I have this problem and I have that problem." They refused to help her. They refused to take care of her. They said, "You know, you'll be landing before sunset. May have been a half hour before Shkia, you know, so we can't accommodate you." And she really didn't know what to do. So she decided that she'll have to make the best of it. She'll go to the airport and take the flight. Sometimes the flight comes in a little early. And she went to sleep. She figured maybe she'll sleep on it overnight, and in the morning she'll have a better idea of what to do. Finally, she went to sleep, caught a few hours of sleep, and she woke up early in the morning and she said, "That's it. I can't do this. This is ridiculous. I'm going to fly into Toronto. I'm going to come in so late. I don't even have a place to stay. I don't know where I'm going. I cannot do this. I'm going to go this morning to the airport. I'm going to tell him that I don't want to fly. I want to be released from this flight, so that I'm not going to be working at all on the way back. And by hook or by crook, I'm going to find some airline that has a flight to Montreal. And so Esther makes it to the airport early in the morning, and she goes into the office, and she walks up to the lady behind the desk. The management had changed since the night before, and she said, "I want to be released from my obligation to fly on this flight and serve on the flight today." And the lady behind the desk had a very, very different answer than the night before. And she said, "Of course, if you want to do that, that's fine. I'll let you do that." And Esther was very, very happy. She just got released from her flight. So she realized she doesn't have any time to waste. She has to go now and try to find the flight to Montreal. She ran into the terminal and looked up where they have a list of the flights to see which flights are going from Los Angeles to Montreal. And she noticed American Airlines has a flight that's leaving at 9:15. She looks at her watch and she says, "Oy vey, it's 9 o'clock. What am I going to do? I got to get to this plane. If I don't make this plane, I'm not going to make it in time for Yom Tov." So she starts to run. What gate? She looks up, gate A1. She starts to run. Where's A1? A1. And she looks. The first gate she sees is A56. Usually when you're in an airport and you say, see A56, and you know you have to go to A1, you know you're in for a big run. She says, "There's no way I can make it from 56 to A1, wherever it may be, in 15 minutes. What am I going to do?" And she starts to run in the other direction. Maybe it's there. And lo and behold, right in front of her eyes, she sees gate A1. She runs up to the counter and she says, "I know it's only 15 minutes. By then it was already 13 minutes before the flight. I know it's only 13 minutes. I'm a stewardess on Air Canada. Please, you have to let me, And surprisingly, the lady behind the counter said, "Sure, no problem. You can go onto the plane. Have a wonderful flight." And she ran onto the plane. Her heart was racing. She puts her bags up in overhead storage. And she sits down. She buckles up as the plane starts to move, ready to taxi and to take off. And her heart is still beating from the running and from the stress. And she, in front of her seat, she sees a flight schedule from American Airlines. And she picks it up. And on it says, American Airlines flights from Los Angeles to Canada. And she looks under Los Angeles to Montreal. And lo and behold, American Airlines never had an early morning flight to Montreal. It never existed. And when she inquired, she found out that there was some delay the night before, and there was supposed to be a flight that went the night before, and something happened, and they delayed it overnight, and they traveled early in the morning. The only time they do such a thing is when things get backed up, but it's certainly not on the schedule. It's an amazing story about a person who wants to keep Shabbos and wants to keep Yom Tov, and does everything they can to make sure that they travel and they get in on time. And traveling on Erev Yom Tov or Erev Shabbos is never a very good idea. But if you have to, do everything you can to make sure you get in on time. And here's a story where Hashem helped someone to get to their place on time because of their interest in keeping Shabbos and keeping Yom Tov.